This is KEXP, 90.3 FM in Seattle, Washington, around the world. We're on the web at kexp.org. My name is Chili. I am honored to have a great band from Brazil in studio today here on KEXP Bugarins. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Please play some music for us.
Yeah.
Boogerines live here on KEXP.
Thank you.
Yes. Live music here on KEXP. Joining us from Brazil, Bugarins. Thank you so much. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Been really digging the first couple records that you guys have put out, and it's wonderful to see you here in Seattle and playing live for KEXP.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for us to be here.
And you're on the end of a long U.S. tour.
Yeah, we just 4 concerts ahead after a whole month, and it's first time here in Seattle, too.
Very cool. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys have been touring a lot. It seems like it's been a whirlwind for you. Let's start a bit back in time with the band getting started. This is something you started in high school, correct?
Yeah, I met Dino in high school, but the band started right after high school finished. You know, we start recording the songs that become our first.
Just the two of you to start.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't starting anything. We're just like meeting for recording songs, and after we had this bunch of songs recorded, we think we could put like an album together. And then later, like with the band already, we figure out name of the band and this kind of stuff. But the songs, they are from the first album, they're from this time back in high school.
And this is something you recorded yourself, like in the basement to start with?
Yeah, in the bedroom, actually. In
bedroom recordings, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And how did you connect with the other two and to make it a full band?
Rafael lives in Goiânia, our hometown. And he had bands there, and Dino knew him from the local rock scene, this kind of stuff. And I met him in the first rehearsal of the band before we had Bugarins as a name, but I met him in the first rehearsal. But Dino knew him before. In Aya, he entered the band later. He didn't play it in the first tour he did in US, but he had a great band in Brazil. He was a superstar for us. And after Hans left the band, it was really nice to have Inaya playing with us too.
And the band is really caught on. Was it, how long were you playing just shows locally in Brazil? Like a year or two?
You mean?
When you first started together as a band and then played out in Brazil, it was just a year or two of shows before it really caught on, and then you guys started touring.
No, it was like really quick, because when we put the songs we recorded the whole first album during the year of 2012, and then we decided to release in 2013. We started rehearsing like in the very beginning of 2013 with Rafael and Hans playing the drums, and I think we probably made our first concert in Goiânia in April 2013, the first concert we did. And like a few months we were playing São Paulo, playing Recife, playing a lot of other places. And like 1 year after the band started, we already like doing South by Southwest and the first American tour.
That's an incredible response.
Yeah.
So when you first started doing shows in your hometown, people were really excited about it. And how did the word spread so fast?
I think it wasn't like really about how the world spread so fast. I mean, of course we were doing the standard too. We were playing at hometown. We were trying to send the songs to all over Brazil. But Gordon, our manager, he found the songs on the internet, introduced to other music. So when the record was about to come out like for in US and Europe by other music, we didn't even play one concert, you know? So it wasn't like as if we start playing and everybody started knowing us. It was something that happened together while we were like getting known as a good live band. And after that, we had the album released worldwide, which was amazing surprise for us too.
That's incredible. Well, it's great. It's a real fresh take on psych and pop and experimentation. It has a real unique sound and a great feel to it. And I understand why so many people have connected with it. This has a great vibe and, like I said, a unique sound.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit. So you got to tour on the first record when you came to South by Southwest, and for the first time, that was with the first album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was our very first experience outside of Brazil. I mean, I had never stepped out of Brazil before that. And then we arrived for South by Southwest, played like 11 concerts in South by Southwest that year. and got on tour for almost 3 months in a row.
And is that when you started to work on the second record?
Yeah, I mean,
Manuel, the newest one.
Yeah, most of the songs we like finished them on the road, playing together, and like really make it tight. But I mean, Seis Mugias, one of the songs of the second album, was the first, very first thing we played together. You know, like so for me, Manuel is kind of the first album of the band for real, because As Plantas wasn't like Bugarin's album, was us two recording. Mm-hmm. And then Manuel, all the songs that are on it was songs that we already arranged with the band playing together. And I think that was basically why we decided to record it live. You know, we, of course, we were like in a really massive tour.
So, and you put down the beginnings of the tracks for the new record in Spain?
Yeah, it was just like 3 weeks in between this long tour we did, 3 months, US and Europe. And then we were playing Primavera Sound in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Gijón to record with Jorge Explosion in the Circo Perrotti. And we recorded like as we never did before, because we were like, use it to record in the bedroom or this kind of stuff. So we suddenly were like spending 3 weeks in a all analog studio, recording on tape, doing everything live, not having any computer on the studio. That was something that we never saw before, that opportunity. And I think during that time we were kind of, did we make the right decision? No, like opting for record a live album all analog. I mean, it's different times, this kind of stuff. But after that, I think we had a beautiful portrait of a moment, a specific moment of the band. I mean, we don't sound like that anymore. And that's good to have such a good portrait of that
moment. I think it sounds wonderful. It sounds great. And it's the sound of the band coming together for the first time as a band.
I mean, it's like, it had an interesting feel for me, because we were like, after starting touring for the first time. So we were doing like, after 60 concerts in a row in two, 3 months, we were playing better than we were before, you know, so. And all the songs were really tight. And I actually like a lot the song, but I was just telling about like what was in our minds by that time. You know, just like I don't know if we did the right decision to decide to record like our analog album, this kind of stuff. But nowadays, I enjoy it really much.
Well, good. I'm glad a lot of people enjoy it quite a bit. Once again, we're talking with Bugarins, just on the end of a big tour. What's next for you?
What's next for us, FO?
The life.
What's next?
You mean concerts or everything?
I don't know. You guys going to take a break? You going to make more music?
Lot of work. We have more first shows. We're going to play Seattle tonight. And we're going to spend some vacations in Lisbon next week with some ladies.
Very nice.
And then we're coming back to U.S. We're recording the third album in Austin.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be here for June and July.
You already have material ready for the third record?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, as I was saying, the second album was material that we were writing together since the beginning of the band in 2013, when the first album came out. So I think we have plenty of material for this third album.
Nice.
And I'm really excited for trying to do that with the experience you got working like in all analog studio, having to record everything live. And
this time, are you not going to record live, or are you going to take a while?
I think we're going to experiment more, because we really enjoy recording like bedroom recordings, but we're going to a proper studio too. But it still was producing it, you know. We're not like going to work with someone producing the album yet, so I think we're just going to figure it out. We have 2 months for knowing what to sound better for us.
Very cool. Well, I look forward to it. You want to play some more music for us today?
Yeah.
A couple more songs. Live here at KXP from Brazil, Bugarins.
Mm-hmm.
live music here at KEXP. Bugarins, sounded amazing.
Thank you very much.
Really awesome to have you guys here.
Yeah, really happy too. Thanks for always playing our songs, yes, your show.
You're very welcome. I'm a big fan, and it's quite an honor to have you here in KEXP.
Thank you very much.
Sounded great in the new home. Thank you. Music here at KEXP, joining us from Brazil, Bugarins. Well, that was great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a fun time?
Yeah, good. Always.
Good, I'm glad. And enjoy your stay here in Seattle. Welcome to Seattle.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for coming, and enjoy your time off, and then good luck with the new record as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Kevin on sound today, the KEXP video team, Corey, and everyone for your help. This is KEXP Seattle.